While you were being distracted again by the mainstream media, 87 politicians were being exposed for their horrific crimes against children. Americans, the list that I'm about to reveal should come as no surprise as to what is taking place in your country today. It explains why we have seen that our said representatives are continuously bearing forth corrupt fruit. For decades, we have known of this corruption, and now it is all coming to the light. Friends, for the record, a corrupt tree is not going to bring forth good fruit. It is, without a doubt, going to bring forth corrupt fruit. Scripture is clear. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and is cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. No matter how many different ways or methods these people try to put themselves up as the righteous, the Lord will and is bringing into the light as to who they really are. Now, before we get into this list, let me remind you that these are the same criminal politicians that have advocated sodomy, homosexuality, pedophilia, even trying to sell pornography to the American people as free speech. We have, in part, 87 politicians, corrupt politicians, might I add, that have been exposed for their crimes against children. Illinois State Representative Keith Farnham resigned and was charged with possession of child pornography and has been accused of bragging at an online site about sexually molesting a six-year-old girl. A spokesperson for the Arkansas Party, Harold Moody Jr., was charged with distribution and possession of child pornography. Radnor Township Board of Commissioners member Philip Ayer resigned from his position after being charged with the possession of child pornography and abusing children between 2 and 6 years old. Activist and BLM organizer Charles Wade was arrested and charged with human trafficking and underage prostitution. Texas attorney and activist Mark Benavides was charged with having sex with a minor, inducing a child to have sex, and compelling prostitution of at least 9 legal clients and possession of child pornography. He was found guilty on 6 counts of sex trafficking. Former mayor of Stillwater, New York, Rick Nelson, pleaded guilty to 5 counts of possession of child pornography of children less than 16 years of age. Former mayor of Hubbard, Ohio, Richard Keenan, was given a life sentence in jail for raping a 4-year-old girl. Former mayor of Randolph, Nebraska, Dwayne L. Schute, was arrested and charged with 4 counts of felony third-degree sexual assault of a child and 1 count of intentional child abuse. Former mayor of Dawson, Georgia, Christopher Wright, was indicted on the charges of aggravated child molestation, aggravated sodomy, rape, child molestation, and statutory rape of an 11-year-old boy and a 12-year-old girl. Party leader for Victoria County, Texas, Stephen Jabor, pleaded guilty to possession and receiving over 500,000 child pornographic images. Activist and fundraiser Terrence Bean was arrested on charges of sodomy and sex abuse in a case involving a 15-year-old boy, and when the alleged victim declined to testify, the judge dismissed the case. Andrew Douglas Reed pleaded guilty to multiple counts of second-degree sexual exploitation of a minor for producing child pornography. Aide to Senator Barbara Boxer, Jeff Rosato, pleaded guilty to charges of trading in child pornography. New Jersey State Assemblyman Neil Cohen was convicted of possession and distribution of child pornography. Tim Nolan, chairman of Donald Trump's presidential campaign in Kentucky, pled guilty to child sex trafficking.
George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles." Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God.
BBSradio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as view enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And as usual, we've had to make this a three-day, maybe a four-day event concerning the exposition on what they call Pride today. You all the well know yesterday, friends, I'd highlighted the fact that the rainbow isn't a celebration of sin. It's a reminder of God's righteous judgment upon those that transgress God's law. 1 John 3:4. And then I also took the time and ran through a plethora of topics. I highlighted the fact that how they're playing off each other, how Donald Trump said he's signing an executive order to stop little boys from acting like girls in girls' sports. And then I showed you how a judge, tyrannical judge got involved and said, you know what, Donald, you can't do that. And then I showed you on the other side of that, nobody's advocated the transgender, as they call it, movement more than Donald Trump has. And I showed you that as well. And then I also took it another step and highlighted the fact that Melania is doing the same thing. They call them log cabin conservatives. They're sodomites. A conservative, by the way, just to show you the contradiction and show you as well how they're playing semantics with you, friends. A conservative is a preservative. When Jesus said that you're called to be the salt of the earth, that is a preservative. You're to stop the putrefaction of what's going on in a society, to stop the immorality by being moral before God, to be the light that reproves the darkness in Ephesians 5:11. But notice what they're doing is they're calling them log cabin conservatives when in fact they're abominations before God. And yet here's Melania and here's Donald Trump promoting the very things that they're playing out in the face of those that are supporting their very oppressors, Acts 12:22, by doing just the exact opposite. But this is, again, what politicians do. So, folks, what I want to highlight is the fact that the assailing of our young people is what's at play here. And again, if you got any questions you want to add to, take away, if you want to contend, you can call in at any time and test your steel with this topic. But I'm going to show you again today the fruit of those that are actually declaring that this is a month of pride. No, our laws have been condemning this since day one, friends, and it still does, because our laws come not from man. They come from the Lord on high. That's why we have a blessed nation.
And the sad part about that is, again, 86% to be the light. But yet, if they were the light, do you think that those that are in darkness now would be coming out of the closet, per se, or as they say, and advancing themselves against little children with slogans such as sex before 8, before it's too late? I highly doubt it. Before we get going today, I want you to remember that Scripture tells us in Exodus 22 concerning little kids, outside of the fact that we already highlighted the fact that the Lord calls those that make the choice to feed the monster of feeding on the same sex, regardless if it's man on man or woman on woman, he calls it an abomination. I want to make clear that it's not sin. The Lord took it a step further than that, and he called it rightly an abomination. After the end of the show today, you're going to understand why it is an abomination and why the Lord calls it an abomination. As I played for the first 5 minutes of the show today, intro into live radio concerning our affiliates across the country, I just highlighted the video where it shows 87 politicians that were in fact caught guilty of committing the act of pedophilia, not only against other kids, but also in sensual pedophilia. And you got to remember that this is a government objective to overthrow. Why do I say that? Well, John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, rightly said that our Constitution was made for a moral and a Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So when you see them using this, and if you go online, you're gonna get the flavor of the day from the mainstream media once again. You're going to see the mainstream media condemn what they're calling Pride Month nowhere. They're all going the same direction. Again, it shows you, friends, that it's all controlled. And if you're going against the grain, they just go ahead and they censor you, as I've highlighted a million times on this show. So with that, friends, I want to get to this, and I want you to understand what Scripture says about this, because Scripture does condemn sodomy over 33 times in the Bible. If you look in 1 Kings and 2 Kings, you'll also find that righteous kings that were raised up, one of the first things that they did is they removed the sodomites from their kingdom because they knew what they were capable of. So how does the Lord respond to this? Well, our laws respond to this as well. The problem is the American people have allowed them, their said representatives in the mainstream media, to lower the law and dim the light by which man perceived their own guilt. And they've allowed it to go on for so long that the corrupt are trying to normalize their crimes in the face of law abiders. And that's why they're calling you haters and bigots, is because they want the people to sympathize with them in their crimes against nature. And again, that falls to state statute in every state of our country. It's felonious activity. And I would encourage everybody to cross-check everything I'm telling you. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. If you want to go to social media platforms, please do sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also 13 to 15 articles over there every single day from contributors that are actually in the culture war, as the Sons of Issachar knew, so do they. You'll also find us on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well, beforeitsnews.com. as well. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, friends. John 14:6. We follow the Christ here. There's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus. Acts 4:12. Folks, follow me as I follow Christ, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 11:1. Also, check out that of concerning him following the Christ. And also consider 1 Timothy 2:5. There's only one mediator between man and God, that man, Christ Jesus. Okay, so again, I want to make clear that you understand who we are. Also, piggybacking that, the heaven and the Constitution are the only stability that we have, said President Buchanan. And the seventh president of the United States of America also comes to my aid, Andrew Jackson, who said, "The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests." So what we're going to do, friends, and when we come back, I'm going to make scriptural reference, and then I'm going to highlight what these abominable individuals are highlighting today. Okay? Let me show you who's behind the delusion of the destruction that they are bringing upon a people. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers.
BBSRadio.com.
Folks, I need you to go ahead and take the time on social media platforms to please do share these podcasts with other people because the media, if, as I said during the first segment, they are drowning out any opposition to what it is that they mean for what they mean to promulgate, to advance through their propaganda, through their agenda. And it needs to be stopped because they don't have a lawful right to do it. And again, how they do what they do is they just simply browbeat people or demonize or polarize people into submission. I'm just here to tell you that that's not going to happen with me, okay? So this is why I need you to tell your friends, share the podcast with people, share the broadcast for those that are on affiliates across the country as well, because this is important information. As the mainstream media and politicians are obeying the devil, their father, John 8:44, you need to understand that this is all aimed at your children to demoralize you, to corrupt you, and again, to Europeanize you. And if you take a look at Europe, you're going to understand that prevention is better than cure. Pay attention, Americans, as to what's going on. Read Psalm 19:11. You'll understand perfectly as to the point that I'm making once again. When we look at Exodus 22, I want you to listen carefully. It tells us that if any afflict any fatherless child, if you look at a conspiracy of silence, they zero in on orphans. This is what the Lord said that he would do with those people. He said, if you afflict them in any wise, if thou afflict them in any wise and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry. And my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword. Okay, and your wives will be widows and your children fatherless. I know that doesn't fit the modern day image of Santa Claus up in heaven. And I speak as a man as to how people have an image of the Lord concerning who he is on his throne. But I'm here to tell you that his very throne is established in righteousness and judgment, Psalm 97. And for people not to take the time to read the Word of God only shows you what they fall to and how they fall derelict of duty and understanding of the Scriptures. And then they wonder why they're confused, right? It's because they don't take the time to know the Scriptures. Read 2 Timothy 2:15 as well. So the Lord said he would kill those people. Well, some will say that's pretty harsh. No, it's not very harsh at all, because folks, you need to understand that these are people that have crossed the lines. I'm not saying all of them, because I believe a lot of the younger ones that are a part of these clubs and they're hanging out with these sorts of people, I think they're just looking for acceptance in many cases. And what they're doing is finding themselves in company with company that they shouldn't be around. Read 1 Corinthians 15:33, because it corrupts good character, bad company does. It tells us in Luke 17, too, it's better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks and cast themselves into the sea rather than to offend one of these little ones. But what do they do, friends? They offend the little ones. They offend the little ones, and this is on purpose. Now, yesterday, and I'm going to bring some more information to the light here on social media platforms in just a moment, but yesterday I brought up Big Brothers and Sisters. I brought up the Cub Scouts. But I wanted you to hear this for yourself, because these are statistics. This is what they're prideful about. This is what they're celebrating this month. All less than 1.7% of the population. Again, the mainstream media has you believing everybody's gay. Well, the fact of the matter is, they don't. They're using a small portion of people to overthrow the rest and causing you to believe that there are more that are along with this agenda. Absolutely not. And to prove that point, just go ahead and look at what happened concerning the what they call the transgender movement with Cub Foods and anybody, or not Cub Foods, I'm sorry, Bud Light and also Target. And just contemplate the companies and corporations that went along in pushing that. Notice how quickly they stopped when they seen people rejecting it. Well, that didn't work, so what did they do? They had to go through a different conduit. They're going back to your kids, just like they've been going through and indoctrinating illegally in hopes of raising them up, just like them devilish selves. And again, we got to pay attention as to what's going on here. But let me go first to the Big Brothers and Sisters. I had one of these, and so did my brother. My brother's big brother just happened to be a sodomite, and he was attempting to make me a prey as a child as well. But a former Big Brother, Big Sister volunteer was arrived on a complaint of lewd molestation, forcible sodomy, and second-degree rape with a boy under 16 years of age. The pederast, homosexual crimes, John Gisler, was a science teacher at Whitney Middle School, and the victim was believed to be Gisler's little brother, okay? I can only imagine how many kids could come forward that had a big brother or a big sister, how they were completely abused and how they completely violated the mother's trust in allowing them to be a part of their life. I'm certain that these organizations have been sued a million times over. The problem is the perpetrators need to be held accountable for their crimes. Let me go over to the Boy Scouts of America claims its child abuse prevention program is the best in the country. However, in 2005, the man that ran the program, Douglas Smith Jr., he was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the internet. I mean, you just really seriously can't make this kind of stuff up. The John Jay team reported that 10,667 people in the United States had made allegations of child sexual abuse between 1950 and 2002 against 4,392 priests. I just want to make everybody aware of the fact that the evangelicals are just as bad. Did you hear what I said? As a matter of fact, I know from a case in point concerning Coon Rapids, Minnesota, I knew a woman that ran an organization. She was a watchdog, and they knew of a man that violated over 140 kids in their local church. And you know what the said overseer hirelings did, John 10:12? Absolutely nothing. They just basically told him, you need to leave this church. You can't be a part of this congregation any longer. So what does he do? He goes down the road about a mile, and he starts to commit crimes against children there as well. Folks, don't trust your children with people that you don't know just because they call themselves a priest or a pastor or a spiritual overseer. Do not do that. You prove them the way Scripture tells you to prove them, okay? Not only do you prove them and test them, friends, but you judge them by their fruit. We have a high-profile attorney, Aaron Bibber from Minnesota. He was sentenced to 18 years in prison for raping a 15-year-old boy, his son's best friend, who police said he groomed from the age of 11 years old. In 2010, former Minneapolis Park Police Captain William Jacobs was charged with sexually abusing a 15-year-old boy from 2007 to 2009. Prosecutors added child pornography charges to the mix after police found 40,000 pornographic images on hard drives and DVDs in his home. 17 more witnesses came forward to testify that they were also abused by Jacob between 1962 and 1980. I want to tell you this. If you are a part of, or should I say, if you are a victim of those that have perpetrated crimes against you, you need to be the first one to come forward. You need to get around a couple of men that are willing to stand up and a couple of mama bears, we call them, that are willing to do what many men will not do. Get them in your corner and take it to the law enforcement and prosecute them people to no end. Because once they get into jail, that's where they receive justice, friends. In most cases, the judges will merely slap them on the hand. But once they get in jail, then they're properly dealt with. Hey, call it for what you want to call it, but I'm holding to the word of God here, friends, because these men that hold to the tradition of men attached to old customs, they mean to make void God's commandments, which only encourages all the more when it comes to crime. And what did Adam Smith say, as a matter of fact? And I think of Proverbs 17:15, where he calls it an abomination, where what they do is they condemn the innocent, and then what they do is they justify the guilty. Adam Smith said rightly, it's cruelty to the innocent when you attempt to justify or overlook the wicked. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Talking about what these people are calling Pride Month right now and what it is that they're responsible for, Judge John Martigaw, Chief Magistrate of the New York City Criminal Court, has said homosexuals account for half of the murders in this city. Do you hear what I said? Captain William Riddle of the Los Angeles Police says 30,000 sexually abused children in Los Angeles were victims of homosexuals. This is what they're proud of. Do you understand? It's sex before eight, before it's too late, friends. Stand up for your kids. Shut them down. Hold them accountable to the law and condemn their felonious activities. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truth found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikkila family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
Escalese rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. Oh, how Dante nailed it. He said the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in time of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
BBSradio.com.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Two eight one eight four five four seven zero four. Now, I don't know your name, but welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, hi. Who I am? I'm not important, but
You're important. What's your name? What's your name?
Okay, just call me Scott. You were talking about prison justice, and I'm from Missouri, and I did time. And let me tell you about real prison justice is. See, I had a violent crime, and I couldn't get work release. And when I got down to the end of my bid, they sent me to Farmington Correctional Center. That's where the Missouri Sex Offenders Program is. But they kept guys like me in a small.
All right, guys. I already know where we're going, so I'm not gonna let him finish his point. If you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704. If you want to call in and test your steel and act as if I know you're not used to guys like me, but I'm telling you what, we have something in operation here called discernment. So if you want to play the fool and you want to test your steel, you can go ahead and do that, but it's going to be short-lived. You can rest assured. Okay, it's going to be short-lived, just like the last call. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704. What we're doing right now is highlighting the fact that this is what they call Pride Month. Both the sodomites, what God calls an abomination, and corrupt politicians, who are in many cases guilty of the crime, and therefore it brings about the understanding as to why they're extorted. Okay, and I just highlighted 87 politicians by name on the video before the radio show today, just to give you a little idea as to what's going on. Again, I want you to remember, this is why they're appointing governors. They're installing governors throughout the United States that are sodomites, that are guilty of these crimes. And who are they? The ones that are advocating crimes against the children. And it's not difficult to figure out who they are, okay? Again, I just want to make clear that you understand, this is what they're proud of. 37% of sodomites engage in sadomasochism, which accounts for many accidental deaths. Matter of fact, in San Francisco, classes were held to teach homosexuals how to not kill their partners during sadomasochism. It's just one of those, really? It's one of those befuddled moments. It's like, I don't want to understand how it is that they think that way, because everything about it is wrong, right? We also have about one third of all sexual abuse cases among children are committed by homosexuals, and about half of all of such cases among foster children are committed by homosexual providers. Also, CPS, Child Protective Services. Also, look into Halliburton Friends. So if you want to know who's doing this child trafficking, why don't you just go ahead and turn around just for a moment. And do you remember during the treasonous Joe administration, you know, the one that they put in the face of all the voter fraud that took place across the country, and then they wanted you to believe that he actually won the vote, when in fact we found out that his Twitter account was 11 million fraudulent. And then during his presidential campaign, nobody literally was showing up to support him, but they wanted you to believe that 80 million people voted him in. You know who I'm talking about, right? Do you remember during that time when they started to illegally and treasonously allure illegals into America? And do you remember when all of those kids that went missing, where do you suppose all those kids went, friends? I'm just curious. Where do you think all those kids went missing? I mean, when is it that we're going to actually come to the realization as to what's going on? You know, I'm thinking out loud right now, and I just did an event in Florida about 3 weeks ago. And I was doing an event with my friend, Alex Newman, and another guy. And what's interesting for people to understand is, you know, and I'm not saying this to be demeaning to anybody, but it's amazing to me how you look at radio shows and online shows and YouTube shows and whatever the case is. You see all these people get into great specificity concerning the crimes of those that Americans already know are criminals. And it's like they get more information onto the crimes that they're guilty of. No matter how much information you give the people in this country, at least now they won't. They'll pay attention to what I'm telling them after the fact. But it's interesting, you can give them as much information concerning the crimes of the guilty as you want to, but they're not going to listen to a thing that you say until it happens to them. And I told those guys when I was there, respectfully, because again, he's my friend, you guys can bring out all of this information that you want to year after year and give us a plethora of information. But what's interesting is you keep going back to the same ones that we knew were guilty 15 and 20 and 30 years ago. I said the only thing that's going to bring resolve in this country to the crimes that are being committed against us by these agencies, these politicians, and by the corrupt mainstream media is justice. If you want to teach people the fear of God, then you better teach them the fear of God by holding to his statutes concerning their crimes. Because you already see what man's commandments bring. It brings absolutely nothing but a system of indulgence. Well, it leaves off justice, and it leaves off teaching men the fear of God. You want to teach men the fear of God? Then obey God. You sit there and talk about how much you love the Lord all day long, then obey him. Jesus said, you call me Lord, Lord, but do not the things that I tell you to do. Look at our system of government and how it's been established. And then ask yourself the question, why is it that the world looks at us as the light of the world? If you look at Isaiah 51, verse 4, you're going to understand perfectly. You're also going to understand why King David was anointed by God as a man after God's own heart when he was appointed to be a light to the nations by bringing judgment upon corrupt kings throughout the lands. So you are called the light of the world because you are a just people. And when you look at Deuteronomy 4, 6, that is our wisdom in the nations, in the sight of the nations, by doing what the Lord has commanded us to do. And on the other side of that, if you don't want to do that, you're going to bring more on concerning what we're highlighting even now. 41% of homosexuals say that they have sex with strangers in public bathrooms. No joke. 60% say they have sex with strangers in bathhouses. That's what they're there for. Isn't that crazy? 64% of those encounters have involved the use of illegal drugs. Which should explain to you why the FBI and other corrupt agencies that are being used as the good guys in America used Boys Town, used a bunch of devilish priests in Nebraska, and they created a documentary called Conspiracy of Silence. If you haven't seen it, do yourself a favor and watch it. You don't need to hear a thing I have to say. Ask the kids because they'll tell you. That is before they were murdered off. And the investigators before they were murdered off. I mean, it's insane. It is absolutely insane. 50% of the calls to hotline to report queer bashing. Did you know that it involved domestic violence? That's where these sodomites are beating each other up. 33% of sodomites admit to minor adult sex. It's all premised on man-boy love, friends. There's a notable homosexual group consisting of thousands of members known as North American Man-Boy Love Association. This is a child molestation homosexual group who again cries out sex before eight before it's too late. This group can be seen marching in most major homosexual parades across the country. This is what you're allowing, Americans. This is what you're allowing. They call it pride. The Lord calls it an abomination. And you all the well know it's an abomination. You all the well know that there's nothing normal about what they feed upon. Some guy said concerning the wickedness of what they see during this month. It's like, well, wait a second. First of all, you have nobody to blame but yourself for tolerating it. And if you're not one that tolerates it, praise God, we're in this together. But here's the deal. George Whitefield was right when he said, man without grace is half devil and half beast left to himself. He's right. Homosexuals commit about 33% of all reported child molestations in the United States. Of course. Of course. Did you also know that many pedophiles, the first thing that they look for is they look for a dad or a mom that is observant concerning their presence? In other words, don't let your kids out of their sight. I don't care who they are. They're preying on people where the parents are absent. Namely, the kids. 73% of all sodomites have had sex with boys under 19 years of age. I mean, this is just incredible. I'm showing you who is behind the delusion of destruction, what they call Pride Month, right? This is why, again, why MSNBC had to come after Bradley twice. This is why all these organizations had to come out at me and try to cast into your mind that I'm some devil, calling me a liar, a bigot, and a hater. Nope. They hate the law. They hate God. They love your kids, right? And I'm talking about in their perverse way. Many homosexuals admit that they are pedophiles. The love between men and boys is at the foundation of homosexuality. And at least 20% of homosexuals approve of sex between children and adults. For those that are not paying attention to what's going on right now, you have senators in the United States of America that are trying to normalize this right now. They're trying to normalize these crimes right now. Because homosexual can't be reproductive naturally, they resort to recruiting children. Homosexuals can be heard chanting 10% is not enough. Recruit, recruit. That's why they're going to the schools. In their homosexual parades. A group called the Lesbian Avengers prides itself, they say, on trying to recruit young girls They print, we recruit on their literature. I'll finish that point on the other side. Talking about friends, those that are behind the delusion of destruction. It's exactly what's happening right now. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. Ben Franklin said at the offset of this country that, "I firmly believe this, that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to our future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest." Benjamin Franklin also said that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And of course, this quote comes up often in the context of new technology and concerns about government surveillance over the American people. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress.
Right.
Yeah, someone on social media platform said, "Wow, already, right." Totally agree with it. I had talked to the I had talked to the highest command of law enforcement in a county not too long ago, and I'd asked him what he was dealing with. What's the top crimes that you're dealing with in your county? He said sexual crimes. And this all took place back in 1968 because they somehow, and really, again, it comes back to the American people allowed corruption to go ahead and normalize the crime. It used to be illegal all the way up until 1968. There is a reason. Pornography, pornia, harlot. That's the word. That's the definition, harlot. It's destroying the country, and it's been, what do I want to say, lit back in the 1960s, and continuously the mainstream media is pouring fire on the fuse that's been lit. Again, the American people are the ones that are gobbling up what the Lord condemns. Hey, read 1 Corinthians 6:9, folks. Fornicators. Here, let me just go there. I want you to hear this. Fornicators, that's sex before marriage. not only fornicators, but adulterers have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. But let me give you the list of who that applies to, because again, people just somehow or another, they've excused themselves in believing that somehow or another it doesn't apply to them. And I'm here to tell you, it does apply to every single one of us. How you're exempt or how you've been given a pass, I have no idea where you're getting that, but it just doesn't scripturally exist. It applies to all of us, okay? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over there really quick, and I want you to hear this because it applies to everybody. And, you know, this comes across in thought right now. I remember a guy that I knew from the 90s, he was in the rock clubs. And I remember running into him probably about 15 years ago, and he came down to the office and he was talking about, he found out where I was. He found out that I was a preacher. He found out that we were doing, you know, a national ministry from high schools, colleges, television, radio, the such. And he came down, he said, hey man, he was just the happiest camper in the world. And he just started talking about how he, you know, made the decision for Christ, which is unscriptural, and he's going to heaven. And he goes, you know, I just love Joel Osteen. And right away, the Holy Ghost just quickened my heart. And I said, but you got to understand something. I said, you're not getting the gospel there. That's humanism. That's what that guy's preaching. He talks about God in general, but a lot of these guys are modern day Masons, and they're a part of cults. That's why they're promoted in such a fashion. That's why they're so popular. And if you look at scripture, Luke 6:26, it says just the opposite. It says, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets. And Jesus said, you're going to be hated for my name's sake, not loved. I said, it's completely backwards. And I said, you know, this is what I was quickened by the Holy Ghost to say. I said, did you know that fornicators have no inheritance into the kingdom of God? And he just looked at me. He said, well, what's fornication? Here, let me read this first. 1 Corinthians 6:9, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? They're the workers of iniquity, workers of lawlessness. He said, it does in 1 Corinthians, Paul, be not deceived. Be not deceived. Neither fornicators... while you're unmarried, the sexual idolaters, okay, it talks about, and that means obviously to put anything before the Lord, and it's talking about nor idolaters, nor adulterers, those that are married. It also goes to the inward observance as well. Friendship with the world is adultery with God. They have no inheritance into the kingdom of heaven, nor the effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. The effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. And we can go over to Romans 1:26 as well. But going back, I told him fornication is sex before marriage. And after I made reference to scripture, it wasn't my objective to ruin his day. It was my objective to preach the word of God as a faithful witness that delivers souls, because we all understand that a flattering tongue worketh the soul to ruin. I wasn't going to do that. I was going to be a faithful witness. Read Leviticus 19:17 when you get a minute as well. And right when I told him the definition of fornication, all of a sudden Mr. Happy was down in the mouth. All of a sudden Mr. Happy, who loved Joel Osteen and he loved Jesus so much that he made a decision for Jesus, which again is unscriptural, you need to understand that he did not seem too pleased with what I just had to say to him. And all of a sudden, he just had to get up and leave. See, this is what the Word of God does. Truth demands a response. And this is the truth that he didn't want to hear, like so many other professors in America today. I remember we were preaching on a street corner in Minneapolis one time, and this we were preaching. You'd gather about 20, 30, 40, 50 people almost instantaneously. And one of the guys was preaching from the pulpit that was set up in downtown Minneapolis. And a lady comes by, and I heard her say, that's not my Jesus. That's not my Jesus. And I looked at her and I said, you're right. It's not your Jesus, because your Jesus doesn't exist. Your Jesus is a form of idolatry. She said, oh, I don't believe that. I said, well, ma'am, because there's buses going all over the place. I said, well, you don't need to believe in those buses neither. But the fact of the matter is, if you stand in front of one of those buses, it's going to run you over. And I said, so is Judgment Day. And you need to get right with the biblical Jesus, not the one that you've been told by the hirelings that are in the pulpit. Okay? So anyways, there's my point that I wanted to make. I want to make two more points before the end of the show. This is what they're celebrating today, friends. And I want to make clear, you all understand what they're celebrating. They're crimes against children. They're crimes against nature. Okay. Homosexuals can be heard chanting 10% is not enough. Recruit, recruit, recruit in their parades. A group called the Lesbian Avengers prides itself on trying to recruit young girls. So it's not just the boys. They print "We Recruit" on their literature. Some other homosexuals aren't as overt about this, but rather try to infiltrate society and get into positions where they will have access to the malleable minds of young children, like public school teachers, right? Clergy, so on and so forth. Boy Scout leaders, Girl Scout leaders. So when you look at that, you have to look at the DC Lesbian Avengers webpage and DC Lesbian Avengers. This is all crime that's permitted by the corrupt in the halls of government. And again, I want you to remember, these are the ones that are advocating these crimes. I'm going to make another day of this tomorrow because I want, again, I want people to understand what this Pride Month is all about. I'm showing you the fruit that's hanging on their branches. They have nothing to be prideful about. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us what they do is they foam out their own shame. It's exactly what they're doing. I'm not only embarrassed for them, but I'm offended at them, and I'm offended at those that are giving a pass to this because, again, in every one of what they call gay pride parades, notice all the children that are involved. Notice the children that are involved. Let me show you this. This is on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. This is Marissa Rothenberger. It's a biological male competing in girls softball. I highlighted that the other day. And I want to show you again how they're using the kids to do this. This is coming across the boards right now. The mainstream media is speaking negatively of none of this. It's all condoning what our laws condemn. I also wanted to show you this, friends, because for those that didn't know, yesterday I took the time to show you that Inside Edition highlighted the footage of Mr. Donald Trump, who allegedly signed off on an executive order condemning all of this practice of what they, again, call transgenderism, which the Lord calls an abomination in Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. I want you to see this for yourself. America's mayor, Giuliani, he's a criminal as well, friends. Look at this. This is Donald Trump burying his face in the fake breasts of Giuliani dressed as a woman.
We must commit ourselves to unconditional victory against them.
There's lots of buzz over Rudy Giuliani's impassioned speech at the Republican National Convention.
There's no black America. There's no white America. There is just America.
Now look what we've uncovered. It's Giuliani showing his softer side dressed in drag in a comedy skit with Donald Trump.
You know, you're really beautiful.
The spoof was filmed 16 years ago when Giuliani was mayor of New York for a charity dinner.
A mayor of New York dressing as a woman.
No, you dirty boy. You. Oh, oh.
So, folks, this is what you're dealing with. They can call it a skit all that they want to. The fact of the matter is he was a part of the gay pride parade. And again, pay attention to the fruit that's hanging on their branches. Because again, friends, I was caught up into what they call Pride Month over the last 3 days. And I praise God that I did because I want to show everybody what they're proud about. I want to show everybody how they're foaming out their shame. And I want to lay to the responsibility of the American people to uphold the law against the crimes that they're guilty of committing. Because it is a crime. Look at your state statute. Premise that on the Word of God. It's called the Torah. It's called the Decalogue. It's called common law in this country. And it is a crime that needs to be condemned, and it's only going to happen coming from the American people. Love you by what we do. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Your orders will be sent off first thing in the morning. If you want to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com as well. And we will talk to you in 23. See ya.